I do, I always tell my husband I love him. And then another thing I do, I always buy him just because gifts. Could be something small, something, wow, you got me that. But that's what I do.
All right. Listen, you know, the small things are really big things. There's a best-selling book that was written a few years ago talking about the power of small things. And that's really what I want to focus here on in our marriage discussion today from the Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, along with Jennifer and Steve, the rest of the team here, because so often we focus on the big things, the big crisis, the big issues, the big disagreements, you know, the big issues, and we miss the small things. And it's the small things that can make the biggest difference in a marriage, good and bad, by the way. I'd love to have you join in. What are some small things, one things in your marriage that are making a difference? Or maybe you're thinking, I need some help on that. Give me a call. I'll help you think about some one thing, some small things that might make a difference in your marriage. 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717. There's verses in the scripture that talk about small things. One is the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. In verse 28, he says, and God chose the small things that people despise. Isn't that interesting? He chose the small things that people despise. Yes, he chose even the things which seem to be nothing. He did this to destroy the big things. You know, God has a way of moving in the little things in our lives that make a difference. And you know, when you think about it, some of the ways that we can express intentional love in our marriage begin with small things, small acts. A sincere smile, an affirming, encouraging word, a gift, a card, a date. And maybe in your family, taking a meal to a family member, listening to an older loved one who's feeling very lonely. There are things that you and I can do, and they're the small things. Come on, we think of it even in our own lives. Many of our own memories from our childhood and from relationships are really some of the small things that people have done. I'm convinced we can save a marriage today if we begin with a small thing. What are some small things that are working for you, not working for you? Maybe you have a question and I can help you think about it. The small things, the one things that make a difference. All right, 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Carmen, you're up first. What have you learned about this?
So the biggest thing that we have learned in our marriage, and we've been together for 19 years, and I have to tell you that marriage is hard work, and it is a roller coaster. And you have your ups and downs in your marriage. But we have learned to let go of resentment, to not let the transgressions of yesterday come into today with us. And that has changed our relationship tremendously.
You know, it's the little things. You know, think about resentment, how the Bible says don't allow a root of resentment or bitterness to start growing up in your marriage. Because when you do, listen, that little small thing, you know, it can blow up into becoming a big thing in your marriage for sure. All right, lines are busy. Love to have you join us. What's some small things that are making big differences in your marriage? 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back. We got lots of callers. Love to hear from you as well, as we talk about the small things that are really big things in marriage.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
You know that feeling when you're going through something difficult and life just doesn't make sense?
When life makes no sense, you got to ask the question, does God have something going on bigger and better that I don't quite understand? When we're in the middle of God's purpose, then life can start to make sense.
In Dr. Randy's teaching, When Life Doesn't Make Sense, you'll learn about how God worked through Joseph's life in the Bible and how you can learn about God's plan for yours. This Christmas, when you support Intentional Living with a monthly donation, you'll get an early Christmas present just from us. You can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings whenever you want. So don't miss out on this special Christmas opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt, for the reminder. And it really is an opportunity for us to create the teaching, these things that are specifically around this topic of living intentionally in Christ. And the stories of those who are and the life transformation, even from the scripture of stories of people who chose to live intentionally in Him. And so I want to say thank you for your support. And you just get the reminder that we have a special archive of all of our teaching. It's in an exclusive members-only site at our website. And for those of you who are supporting us monthly, you know how to get there. And if you forgot or lost the password, let us know and we'll get it to you. Those of you joining us right now, we'll make sure you receive access as well. All you have to do is call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 2, talk to our staff, or go online to theintentionallife.com. You know, this ministry is 100% listener supported. We don't get any commercial advertising or government support. It comes from men and women, singles, married, young and old, businesses, people who say we want to be a part of reaching the world with this message of hope of living intentionally in Christ. We're seeing people come to Christ, families changed, and here at year end, I would invite you to come and be a part of it. Your monthly support is going to make a huge difference. It really will. How do you do that? Again, call 888-888-1717, press number 2, or go to theintentionallife.com. All right, we're talking about the power of one thing or small things in your marriage that can make a big difference. Let's get back to the calls. Andrea, welcome to the program. So what's your one thing for your marriage?
So the one thing in my marriage, so this is a second marriage for me, and I got married in 2021, mm-hmm. and I'm a real loving, physical touch kind of person, and my new husband was not, and I just said, you know, it's going to be a rule in our house that every time we leave or we come home, we're just going to kiss each other hello and goodbye. Yeah. And it took a while to develop that pattern, but it just makes a difference that every day you just know that if I'm at home and he comes in, he'll always come in and give me a kiss or vice versa. And so you're always having that special, you know, greeting and goodbye. And it's a small thing, but it was really important to me. So,
and it's made a difference in your marriage.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We really do have a good marriage.
Now, this was a second marriage. What have you learned in a second marriage that would help other couples thinking about that?
Well, sort of like the name of your show, Intentional Living, we went to a class before we got married, and one thing they said in the class is make the most important thing the most important thing. Yeah. And so on the day you're getting married, it's the most important thing. But can you continue to make the most important thing the most important thing? And that was from David Covey's book, Seven Habits of the Highly Successful Person.
Yeah, that's
so,
very good.
You have to really be mindful.
You do. And you're right. That's what intentional living is all about. Making a decision how we want to choose to live. And we talk about the power of one thing, written a book with that title, The Power of One Thing. I wear a one thing wristband, except today. Have you noticed that? I wear it every day, and today I left the house without it on. Feel kind of naked without my little wristband. Anyway, because it's a reminder to us. It's the little things. It's the one things that make a difference, you know. And Andrea just laid it out for us. Hey, we got a rule. You don't walk out without giving me a hug and a kiss, period. That's it. And that may sound mechanical, but you know what? It means something. And the key is to know what is meaningful to your spouse. And when you do, that's a gift. Beautiful thing. All right. Thank you, Andrea. Hope you can enjoy a nice white Christmas there in Michigan. Ryan's in Texas. I bet you no snow where you are, my friend.
No snow here.
All right. What's the one thing you've learned there in Texas, the small thing in your marriage that makes a difference?
One thing that I picked up on from reading the book Reconnected by Greg and Aaron Smalley, Greg had a friend who told him, gave him some advice one time that said to compliment his wife every single day. And the reason for that was he told him he didn't want the first compliment his wife hears to be from another man. So I started doing that a couple of months ago after reading that, is every single morning before my wife starts her work, I go in there and I give her a compliment every single day. So it's just, it's helped to really make her feel more loved and appreciated and knowing the fact that I notice.
And how has that impacted you? What difference has it made being intentional with that small thing for you?
It has made me feel closer to her as well, just being that intentional part, because we've done a lot this year, just in little intentional things to just try and be there with each other, spending time. That book also showed, you know, different things, not just the compliment, but just showing little things that are bids for attention that I missed a lot of times. So that one is one of those, just making her feel too more connected to me and knowing that I see her and that I value her and that I'm willing to give her that compliment every single day.
Yeah, that's great. You know, it's amazing, Ryan. We put so much emphasis on big things in life, you know, and we need to. There's big, important things, but it really does come down to small things. I've seen marriages saved. I've seen marriages lost over small things. And the counseling work I've done over the years, you know, I've heard things in behind closed doors, and I think, you know, just one simple decision in a different direction, a change in attitude, one little thing, you know, a small thing, in an attitude, in a word, in the use of time, priorities, faithfulness. Come on, the things that really matter, and making those a priority, and every day having one thing. That's why we talk about a 30-day challenge here, and we use the term the power of one thing. What one thing could you do, small thing, for the next 30 days that would make the single biggest difference in your marriage? It's a huge thing. All right, let's reopen the phone lines. Love to hear from people all around the country. What are some small things that have made a difference to you that your spouse is doing or that you've chosen to do in your marriage? Because it's a big thing now. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Anessa in New Mexico, what have you learned about small things?
Well, one thing in my marriage that I try to do, I don't always do it, but I try, is basically instead of nagging my husband about something, I guess you could say I direct that nagging to God in a way. So I just talk to God about it and allow God to be able to talk to my husband instead of me having to do it.
Do you say, God, I need you to nag my husband in my place? Is that the prayer?
Exactly. And God knows how to do the nagging so much better than I can.
Yeah, but how does it work when you're praying that and maybe things really aren't changing? How do you deal with it?
Well, I keep on praying, honestly. I mean, of course, you know, we're all human and I do get frustrated with it. But for the most part, I used to then just be like, all right, God, you're not doing anything, so maybe that's my place, maybe I'm supposed to do something. But now I realize that it just makes it worse, and sometimes I just have to let go and just be like, you know what, I need to be patient, because the moment I lose it or the moment I get frustrated about it, right after I've made a complete fool of myself, God's like, all right, I'm going to put things into place. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, all I had to do was wait a few minutes or a few more days. And then it's very embarrassing for me, and I don't want to be embarrassed. So why not wait a little bit longer? And it may seem like you're waiting forever, but ultimately, you know, it's on your spouse as well, I feel like, whether or not they're going to listen to God. And fortunately, you know, God's blessed me with a very intuitive husband that listens to God, even if it sounds like a crazy thing, like let's move from one state to another.
Yeah,
because God told us, and we did. So anyways, that's a whole other story.
Now, do you tell your husband, hey, honey, I love you, but I want you to know what I'm telling God to nag you about?
I have never. No, I have never. That would be interesting, though. That would be very interesting.
I just want you to know my prayer life. Or leave your prayer journal wide open on the table, like in big, bold letters.
Yeah.
Dear God, please nag my husband about the following two things.
True. That's funny. But, you know, even not having to do that, knowing that God is working when we don't even think that he is, it's like, I don't know, it's such an incredible feeling and such a breath of fresh air, like knowing that I could just take a deep breath and know that, you know what, as long as I leave it in God's hand, because he's the one that's in charge, it's going to be such a better plan than what I, you know, could have come up with.
Before you made that decision to change that, what was your life like? I mean, how did you feel toward your husband, and what went on in your life with things that weren't being done?
I felt very resentful towards him because I felt like he was purposely, you know, not listening to me or not making me feel better or whatever the situation may have been. And I realized that it wasn't exactly that he was doing it on purpose. Like, my husband wasn't purposely trying to ignore my feelings or my needs or whatever was going on in that moment. But it was more that I was talking to my husband not the way maybe Christ would be talking to him. So instead of me trying to take that on, I'll just give it to God, and then God can, you know, talk to him in the way Christ would talk. Even though I know in the Bible it says strive to be more, you know, like Christ and all that, but at the same time, it's like I'm only human, and obviously I have to work on things too. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Thank you. Appreciate you taking time to call today. I was thinking, as she was sharing about the something we all could do that might give you some hope and encouragement in your life, a little respite from maybe some of the challenges you're facing in your marriage, would be to take a small thing inventory. Stop and ask yourself, what are four or five things my spouse does, small things, that maybe I've never stopped to really appreciate? Because, you know, if they're not speaking your love language, as my friend Gary Chapman writes, you can miss it. When they speak your love language, you kind of you feel it. If you're a gift person, they give a gift. Wow, that's fantastic. If it's physical touch and you get physical touch, wow, that's fantastic. But, you know, but maybe they're not speaking your language, and yet they're speaking in a language that they think, they feel, that they're contributing to the marriage in some small ways. Just a thought. Take a few minutes and think about, what are three or four things my spouse does that sometimes maybe I miss, that are small things, more meaningful maybe to him or her than to me, and yet I realize their intention is to show that they love me. Hmm. All right, small things. What are some small things in your marriage that are working for you? 888-888-1717. Edmund in Arizona. Hi there. How you doing?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me on the air today. I love the topic.
Yeah, it is interesting.
My wife and I, we've been married for about 20 years. And one thing that we instituted really early was this practice called Stop Hug. And the practice really evolves around just kind of taking a pause, right? Sometimes, you know, in a relationship, we can get heated up and want to, you know, prove our point or solve a problem immediately. And you know, one thing we found that worked really well was just one of us being able to say at any time, we need a stop hug, and pausing the conversation, and taking a hug and moving on for a little while.
It kind of refocuses, doesn't it? It changes your mind and brings things back into perspective. Hey, let me ask you this, Edmund. Who does more of the stop hug? Who often brings that up? Is it you, or is it your wife that bring it up more often?
Oh, well, you know, her love language you were talking about, you know, is a little bit different than mine. And I like to, you know, get things resolved. So it's typically me, you know, it's typically my fault. I want to keep going, but.
Here's a man who says it's my fault. That's right. Hey, listen, man, I'll tell you what, it's a wise thing when we do that in our marriage. Sorry, honey. My fault. Stop hug. Let's stop. No, let's not stop hugging. Let's stop and hug, right?
All right.
All right. Let you keep driving there, Edmund. Thanks. I'm glad you called. What are some small things making a difference in your marriage? 888-888-1717.
The fifth thing that Joseph did was he acted. He was intentional. Not only did he forgive his brothers, not only did he get the big picture, but he actually did something. He said, come and live with me and I'm going to feed your family and take care of your family. There's something about taking action. One of the things that happens in our life when something bad happens, psychologically we feel out of control, don't we? There's a sense of, I don't know what to do and I'm stuck. There's something about taking action. And in Joseph's case, not only did he forgive his brothers intentionally, but then he actually acted and said, and I will take care of you and your family. That is intentional living. That's action. That's actually taking what we say we believe and acting on it every day.
And you may have an opportunity to do that during this Christmas season. Maybe you're going to be together with family. Maybe you have someone in your family that, is a little different than you think they should be when it comes to the relationship. People who are just extraordinary, right? I think we all know what we're talking about. And if you don't, maybe you or me are the person that is extraordinary in the family. I don't know. But I say that maybe this is the season you're going to take some action to be intentional in loving that person, getting to know that person, reaching out to that person. Maybe there's going to be an opportunity to reconcile or restore or strengthen a relationship that has been strained. Just a thought during this special Christmas season that maybe that action point in your marriage or family or some relationship that'll be for God's glory. And as we always say, the trickle down, whenever we bring God glory, the trickle down is a benefit in our lives and the lives of those around us. By the way, the teaching is available to members. You can find it at theintentionallife.com. And if you're not a member, come and join us today. We appreciate your support.
I would tell a younger 25-year-old me to forgive people quicker, and that would include myself in the, and that's a biggie for me.
All right, 888-888-1717 is the number. I'd love to have you call and be a part of the show today. We got Karina on the line in Georgia. There we go. Karina, how you doing?
I am good.
Appreciate your call.
I would just say thank you. It's my small thing is just going to God. You know, I've been married 44 years to the same man I met in high school. And the good and the bad and the ugly is all involved. But if I, you know, we all have needs, big and small. And all the little good intentions that we have, always there's always that we fall short somewhere. And so if I just go to God, he just meets me there, you know, whatever it is. That's our secret, I think.
So let me be practical here. Let me see if I understand this. If you're having some issues, maybe before you go or confront or talk to your husband about it, you go to God. Is that basically what I hear you saying?
Yeah, just every night before I go to sleep, I'm like, okay, God, whatever's missing, whatever's broken, whatever I didn't do, whatever I did do, just, you know, he says, bring what you have, right? And he will bless it and break it and multiply it. And we can only bring to the table what was put into us. And a lot of times that was lacking greatly. We both came from broken homes and rough backgrounds. But our longevity, I totally attribute to just that simple thing. Just go to God every day and offer what you've got, and he will do what he can with it because you're putting him first.
Amen. That's true. Very good. Thank you, Karina from Georgia today. Let's go to Mary in Arizona. Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm well. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you. Same to you. It's coming fast.
So little things. So my husband is very thoughtful, and the little thing that he does
that I make a big deal of is he buys me things at the grocery store that he knows that I love or need. For example, if he checks before he goes to bed to see if there's cream for my coffee and there isn't, he'll run to the store. And he doesn't say anything about it. I get up in the morning and I knew we were out of cream, but there it is. If I like these little peppermint patties at Christmas time, he fills the candy jar with them. He remembers my Raisin Bran. He gets my gluten-free bread. Things that aren't necessarily on the list, but he'll bring them home and he'll say, well, I know you like these. I'm not supposed to eat ice cream because it's not good for my weight. But every once in a while, he'll buy ice cream. He'll keep it in the garage freezer, and maybe I'll be having a bad day or get a phone call from somebody and it didn't go well, and he'll say, would you like some ice cream? And I'm like, we don't have any ice cream. Yeah, we do. I got mint chocolate chip in the garage. You want it?
Wow.
You know, just very, always thinking about little things.
Where'd you find this guy?
I found him on Match, but it's silly because it's not a lot of money, but it's just the idea that he's thinking about me.
Wow, you won the jackpot.
Even he'll bring home a pair of socks from Target. Aren't these the kind of socks you wear? Yeah, they are. They're on sale, so I got you some.
Huh.
Just always thinking about me. I love that.
How long have you been married?
12 years.
12 years. Well,
we're both in our second marriage.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yep, we're both in our second marriage.
Would you agree with my premise that it is the small things that can make the biggest difference in a marriage?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you feel if you got up to have your coffee in the morning knowing you don't have any cream and there's cream?
I would. It would not bother me a bit because of two reasons. One is I don't put cream in my coffee. And I don't drink coffee in the first place. What would bother me, though, is getting up in the morning and not having some iced tea. You know, that would be another thing. Anyway, that's a good point. Listen, folks, listen, we love you guys. We do shows like this from Intentional Living. We laugh. We have fun. I always have people share their stories because I know some of you are sitting and hurting today. You're hurting desperately in your marriage. And you don't know where to turn. And I hope you will turn to God, as we've heard today, and you'll turn to get some counseling and experience hope, because there is hope. But here's a question as we think about this today. What one thing could you do over the next 30 days, small thing in your marriage, as a gift to your marriage? Maybe even you don't want to do it, but you know it's important. What one thing could you do the next 30 days that would make the single biggest difference to bring glory to God and benefit to you and hopefully to your marriage? You do that one thing, we've done something important today if that happens. You know what? I'd love to hear from you 30 days from now, what difference that's made. I'm Dr. Randy. We'll see you again tomorrow right here from Intentional Living.